Good morning. Today is August 27th, and this is OK OK, the On Our Knees for Our Kids podcast. God's promise for today is the fruit of peace. When the Holy Spirit controls our lives, He will produce this kind of fruit in us, peace. That's Galatians 5, verse 22. As the fruit of joy is able to ripen in even the most difficult circumstances, where one might not expect to find joy, so the Holy Spirit can cause the fruit of peace to ripen, even when our circumstances would seem to say otherwise. Jesus gave us the gift of peace. He said, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't like the peace the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid. That's John 14:27. But Jesus explained that the peace he gives is different from the peace the world gives. The world thinks of peace as absence of conflict. At times, we might be surrounded by that type of peace. At other times, however, we'll find conflict brewing, if not in our own personal lives, and certainly in another part of the world. It's a given that our children will face conflict. We want to teach them how to deal with it effectively as they grow. But the best gift they can ever receive is inner peace, the peace of mind and heart that Jesus promised. This inner quietness reveals a trust in God's goodness and sovereignty, even in the most unpeaceful situations. When the Spirit produces Jesus' kind of peace in our lives, they will always know who is in charge, and they will always find rest in Him. Please join me in today's prayer. You promise us, Lord, that the Holy Spirit in my child's life will produce the fruit of peace. I pray that this fruit will ripen in my child's life so that he will be able to experience inner peace no matter what conflict he faces. You didn't have to give us peace, Lord, and we hardly deserve it. But thank you for giving it to us. I pray that my child will always experience peace of mind and heart. I pray that her mind will not be burdened by worries and cares that hinder her. May her heart be clean and pure so that peace can rule. And whatever situations my child faces, Lord, may your precious peace keep her from being troubled and afraid. We ask this in your name. Amen.